Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? You are now tuned in to the Industry Doctors. I am Dr. Cash. As always, I have my co-host with me, Dr. Phil, who will be joining us very shortly. Shout out to all the listeners tuning in right now. Press 1 to go live and speak with our special guest for today. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook, the Industry Doctors, Twitter, Industry Doctors, and Instagram, Industry Doctors. Shout out to our sponsors, Jimmy's Paint Shop and the 65 Connection, Media Combat, and Leo Marketing. Today we have a special guest with us, which we're going to bring live very shortly. And he has a new platform for you artists to join in and basically get involved with the new revolution of where music is headed right now. You know, and that's the best part about it. Like, because you always have to innovate yourselves as an artist. You can't just stay in one box. So we're going to bring him on very shortly. And we're also waiting on Dr. Phil to get on. All right, let's bring on the guest. Hello?
Hi, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Great. Can you tell us who you are, what do you do, and how you started?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm calling in now from London, so it's 8 in the evening. It's been a long day today. I've managed bands for 7 or 8 years, up to arena level acts. I guess the only one that's toured America would be actually a tribute act called the Australian Pink Floyd, paying to sort of 10 to 20,000 people a night. We started Gig Rev about 3 years ago. We've been in development for 2, launched in Europe about a year ago, have 16 artists on board in the UK, and we have what is a white label platform that allows artists to bring their biggest fans into their own social network, where they can live stream video, play their music, watch old videos, photos, and most importantly, charge a subscription to join the, whatever you want to call it, a fan club or some sort of inner circle, some way that the artist can charge for their work. And we're having amazing success with it. A recent artist that went live with us with 15,000 people on Facebook turned that into just over $2,000 a month in recurring monthly memberships for people that wanted to listen to their music and watch live video broadcasts. So it can make a really big difference with even just a small group of fans. And that's the key to it, really. A small group of fans can generate quite a substantial amount of money because they do want to support you.
Definitely. And I found out about this platform yesterday. I was watching a YouTube video. Okay, you know about the guy that we spoke about, Ren Man, the Incubus manager.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching his video, or I was watching another video, but I'm pretty sure it was around there because it was about music and, you know, education, educating basically yourself never stops. You know, knowledge is power and wealth. And so, most commercials, when they come on YouTube, I just skip it. I'm not going to lie to you. I just skip it. But the way the video was shot, the way I was brought in, and to be honest with you, when I saw a marketing app, man, I'm like, what is this? So, you know, I had to pause it, and I had to come back to it because I wanted to finish those other videos real quick before I got back. And because I really wanted to focus on it. And so after I was done, I just went back to that video and I watched it from beginning to end. You know, it was
cool.
It was a very well shot video. Yes, it was a very well shot video. The content, it provided a lot of value as far as the video. I want you to speak about basically the features of the app, you know, and you're saying it's not only an app, it's a web app as well, right?
Yeah, look, I think the key thing here is that we've all relied on Facebook to accumulate followers, YouTube to get views, Spotify to generate money, but you don't own the data. This is the key to it. Like, if you put your music on Spotify, depending on whether you're on a label deal or you're releasing it yourself, you're getting somewhere between, what, $170 if you were the label to maybe $4,000 per million plays. Now, how does that work? I mean, how is that going to work for almost anybody on Spotify? I think 95% of all of the bands on Spotify get literally a few cents a month. It's the 5% of the artists are getting the majority of the income. Now, we all know, even if you get a million plays, which is unlikely for a lot of people anyway, a million plays on Spotify, $170 is just not going to pay for the recording. It's not going to pay for your dinner. You can accumulate fans on Facebook. You can have a million fans on Facebook. You can have 10,000 fans on Facebook. But every time you want to advertise and make sure you can get the message to your fans, you've got to pay Facebook. So these are the great gatekeepers that hold the key to your expenses of trying to reach your fans. Now, what other business is there where you don't own the relationship between you and your fan? You need to be closer. You need to know who the
exactly.
fan is. And not be constantly either paying out with Facebook or Instagram to reach these people, or being paid a tiny fraction of a cent per play on Spotify. Now, you can easily say, okay, well, you've got to be on Spotify, but I think you really have to ask the question, why? Why do you need to be on Spotify? Okay, the argument would be, it's a discovery network. We're going to get discovered now. I've not
yeah.
really come across anybody that's told me they've really, truly been discovered on Spotify.
Okay.
I think that's a marketing ploy of Spotify. It doesn't really – I'm not seeing it at all.
No, they get paid, but that's what happened. That's the benefit of Spotify. Yeah, they want to say exposure, this, that, but really it's about getting paid. And you get really half a penny, you know, which that's crazy. When we first did our distribution and we were just amazed, like, we thought we were going to get, like, more than this, you know, like half a penny. What the hell is half a penny, you know?
Yeah,
well, and,
I own an album in the UK. I get something like, I don't know, 25 cents a quarter from our equivalent to ASCAP over there. It's just
right.
horrendous. It doesn't work for anybody.
Right.
It just doesn't work. So, look, you could have 5,000 fans on Facebook, for example. And if you think of it like this, look, 5,000 fans on Facebook, there's going to be a number of those fans that are super fans, the people that really support you, go to the gigs, buy your T-shirts, buy the album, buy the vinyl maybe. These are the guys that you need to really concentrate on. Now, if only 10% of those people downloaded an app because you had exclusive content in there, that's 500 people that would download a free app. We're forgetting it's a free app for the fans. When they've downloaded the app, you then have premium content in there, like an album, like a tour diary, maybe, like some exclusive behind-the-scenes footage. Now, if you only convert 10% of those people, and I'm being very, very... You've got 50 fans that would pay something like $5 or $6 per month to get that data, to get that information, to get that access to something that nobody else can. Now that's just 5,000 fans. All of a sudden, that starts to generate 50 times $5 per
month,
recurring
income,
and you can start to pay the bills. So it doesn't take a lot. Now, if you compare that to what you'd get from Spotify, you are literally looking at millions of plays on Spotify to get anywhere near that sort of revenue.
I agree
so,
with you.
So you don't need many fans. You know, I always think about the 1,000 fan rule. If you've got 1,000 fans, you can generate income, but you've got to use the right tools. You've got to own the data and the relationship with the fan. And you've got to be able to market to them directly and give them what they want. If you get 1,000 fans, you've got a career. But you need to cultivate those fans and give them something that you don't give everything away.
You got to give them content. Yes, you got to give them value. I totally agree with you, Kevin. So how can artists start? You know, how can they get their own branded app? How does this all work for the artist? Can you break that down? And then I have one more question, and then I'm going to bring my co-host on, Dr. Phil. And then we also have a couple of callers, so I'm going to bring them on. Maybe they have a couple of questions for you. Okay, if you can, let's try to keep it short so everybody gets the turn as well, listeners, and let's do it. Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, well, look, if you want to have a look at the video that you talked about earlier, if you want to have a look at the what the features of the app are, go to gigrev.com, and everything's on there. You'll see all the we take a commission from the revenue generated from the app and a setup fee for the app, and we can build your app within a few days.
Okay. And is there a fee to it? If so, how much?
Yeah, we have a $750 setup fee, which is an iOS app and an Android app, and, of course, the web app, and $200 per month to maintain the app. That's it. Simple as that.
All right. Now, I have one more question. Since you said you're also a manager, right, and you are, you know, out of this, you're overseas basically, but as a manager, what is the best way to book artists or a band? How would you do that?
To book them?
Yeah. But, how would you do it? Do you have a specific way, a technique? Do you just contact several different areas? Do you email? What do you do? Because you have experience in this. You know, we have other managers probably listening or artists that want to be manager and artist. You get what I'm saying? So I want to delve into that real quick. Real quick.
Look, I think one problem I had with a worldwide band that I was managing was trying to prove to a local promoter in each area how many fans we actually had. And I think it's really difficult to, a promoter's not going to believe your Facebook figures and not going to believe your Instagram figures, because we all know we can buy them, right? So they're not a reliable source. They're going to a booking agent or a promoter with actual data of fans that are interacting, that's going to be great for them, because ultimately them promoting your show in a local area, if you can give the promoter a list of all the email addresses and you can tell them that you can contact directly these people in this particular city, then you know how many tickets you're going to sell before you even begin. The alternative for a promoter is believing, one, your Facebook figures are correct, and two, that the promoter has got to pay Facebook to reach your fans, which ultimately comes out of the budget for that gig. So my experience is just have as much data at hand as you can, and speak to local promoters or booking agents, depending on the size of the artist, and show them that you've got really dedicated people that will come to the shows.
All right. All right. Well said. Now, Kevin, where can people follow GigRev or you on social media?
Yeah, well, of course, even though we don't really like social media, we've still got a social media page. You can't ignore social media. We use Facebook, we use Instagram. Just have a look at GigRev on Facebook. I'm sure you can find it. We use these people to draw people into our platform and collect the data. The same as an artist, you know, you need Facebook, you need Instagram, but instead of just leaving them on that platform, try to pull them in into your own private world and give them what they really want from there. And I think that's the key to it.
I totally agree with you.
GigRev on everything. I think it's GigRev on Instagram. It's GigRev on Facebook. Just join up and
just GigRev. Got it. GigRev, folks.
Correct.
All right, I'm gonna bring in my co-host, Dr. Phil, the host with the most, Dr. Phil. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored. How are you, gentlemen, doing?
Blessed and highly favored, as you said. Dr. Phil, if you want to ask a couple questions real quick, and then we do have a special guest also listening in that might have a question or two. Now, listen, Dr. Phil, go ahead.
I guess my biggest question is, when you're using the target, the targeting as a fans via email, how much of a rate do y'all have of the people opening the emails would be my biggest question.
Really good question. It depends on the age of the audience and obviously the way you deliver it. But the most important thing about the app is when it's installed, one, you're sending notifications directly to the fans, just like you'd receive a notification from Facebook, but without the filtering. So every fan will get the message every time. But also you've got the email so that you can contact people directly. So I think notifications and email give you two options of reaching fans. We also have a feature that will collect the telephone number of the fan. So, you know, the one thing that nobody changes in their whole life, it appears these days, is a phone number. You change your email address. You know, you can change your Facebook status.
Depends on who you're talking about. Some people,
well,
they change their phone number like they're changing underwear.
True, but a lot of, you know, the most reliable information we find is a phone number. If you can SMS a fan, they pretty much, you've got them. So even if they uninstall the app, you can still reach them by email and by telephone. Tell them to reinstall the app. Tell them what's going on in your world. So, you know, there's so many different ways to reach them and pull them into the app that feels a little bit like Facebook. Feels like it's got the features of Periscope, so you can live broadcast. It's got the features of YouTube, so you can upload video. It's got the features of Spotify, so you can upload your albums. You can set some of them to be free songs that anybody can play.
All right.
And you can set other songs to be premium.
All right, we have a special caller calling in. Caller 929, how are you? Tell our listeners who you are and where you're calling from. Kevin, I got a surprise for you. Go ahead.
What's up,
y'all? Go for it.
Yo, this is your boy 50 Rack. I'm calling out of New York City, and you know, I've been tuned into the whole show. First off, I want to say congratulations to the creator of that platform, because it's a great idea, and it's so much things that you've already thought of and put into play. Like, every question that I was thinking of, you already answered it. You know what I mean? So, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm pleased.
And also, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm an artist, like I said. I do have a fan base in the U.S. It's a very broad fan base. And I've noticed that on markets like Spotify, it even scatters even more. You know, like, I can put up music there,
and then
I get diluted by everybody else's stuff. And even though I'm trying to give it to my fans, I'm sending them to a platform that they get lost. So I'm hoping that being that I just signed up for your platform, so you'll see my page coming up there soon. I'm hoping that this gives my fans a more closer look at who I am and what I've been trying to create. And maybe we can make some money so I could travel a little bit more and do more shows. Maybe one day go overseas and I'll perform for you guys.
Yeah, look, I mean, like I said, it's about bringing the really close fans together, so you know the difference between a like and a true fan. Because I think that's really confusing these days. You've got followers on every social network, but how do you separate the followers from the true fans, the guys, the people that are going to spend the money? And I think that's the important thing, the people that support
you. Yeah, you got to be blunt. You have to be blunt with the fans nowadays and just say, like, who's going to pay? Because me personally, I put out a lot of music, and, you know, I get a lot of likes, and I share a lot, and I'm posting a lot. But I need the cash, and that's what I'm trying to relay to my fans. In order for me to continuously push and promote myself as an artist, I'm going to need some money. You know what I mean? So
we can all live off likes and followers for a while, but it's at the end of the day, we need money to pay to make music and to live.
I totally agree.
Mainstream artists, they kind of are also corrupting it, because they do just make a post, and a record label's behind them monetizing everything that they do. But for an independent artist that's trying to make a way for themselves, we don't really know how to monetize. And from what I hear, your platform is kind of giving people a step-by-step tutorial, as long as they follow your steps, to monetize more of their work. You know, so that's great.
Yeah, again, we've got a rock band in the UK. They've just toured with two bands, Garbage and a band called Skunk and Nancy. I don't know if they're big in the US, but an arena band. They've got 5,000 fans on Facebook. They're called the Pale Hearts. And they've managed to now generate over $500 a month in revenue, which has now allowed them to employ a PR person and take them to the next level. Now, another interesting thing we found is that, of course, as soon as you've managed to get some level of recurring income coming in, managers are interested in you because you've got some cash. There's some cash there to spend on PR, marketing, and that's really working. Yeah, another country act that we've got over here, generating over $2,000 a month, have now got a part-time person in their kitchen that helps them with all their admin, and also have a radio plugger and PR person, which they just couldn't afford before. Their only income is tour income. So it's changed a lot.
Definitely.
Just with a few fans. Doesn't take
many
fans, a few hundred fans at $5 a piece, and you've suddenly got a big, big difference.
Yes,
yeah.
I totally agree. Hey, Fizzy Rex, I appreciate you calling in, brother. I'm going to put you on the line. Just hang on. Yeah. Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin, you still with us? Okay. Kevin, we're going to actually hop into this track by my co-host, Dr. Phil, featuring 6TRADG real quick, and we'll be back. Don't go nowhere. It's called Get Them Bands.
Hey, get that money, ho, you plan. Puss it open, ho, they pan. Homie got it, he the man. Get them bands, get them bands. Know you sexy, know you got your hustle. If you want them 24-inch bundles, get them bands. Do it for a G, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands. Shawty be up in the beauty salon, I swear it's about 2 times a week. 150 for the nails, 250 for the feet, 300 for the bundles. Yeah, shawty doing numbers. Shawty fucking up commas. Yeah, shawty, she stunning. Who says it's cheaper to keep her? You know that they lying. When we dining out, the entree never coming with fries. Root press, melt the pie, Carrabba's, baby, every time we slide. Time is money, you ain't getting no money, you wasting your time. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty say she got plans. You see her working that pole. She's lying down with no hands. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty say she got plans. You see her working that pole. She's lying down with no hands. Get that money, ho, you playing. Pussy open, hold they pan. They pan. Homie got it, he the man. He the man. Get them bands, get them bands. Get them bands. Know you sexy, know you about your hustle. If you want them 24-inch bundles, get them bands. Do it for a G, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands. She like the bags with them G's on them.
Yeah.
Yellow perks, Chinese V's on them.
Yeah.
Red bottom, shorty swinging inches.
Inches.
Get fans on your tired bitches. Yeah. When she get up on that stage, she all up back in pain. She gon' do it for a real nigga. You ain't tipping, you in the way. We gon' bust a couple bottles on wings, smoking nothing but gas. And by the way, the shorty shaking her ass, she probably leaving here with all of the cash. She was all up on the ball. She could see him getting old. She could see that Louis V on the kick. She know what it really cost. La mama really bout a band. Yeah.
Hey.
Get that money, ho, you playing. Puss it open, ho, they pan.
They pan.
Homie got it, he the man.
He the man.
Get them bands, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Know you sexy, know you about your hustle. If you want them 24-inch bundles, get them bands. Do it for a G, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands.
And we're back, folks, and that was Dr. Phil featuring 6TRADG, Get Them Bands. And Kevin, how did you feel about the record?
Yeah, it was good. It was that.
That was good, right? That was good. Kevin, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with the doctors today. Before we go, if you do want to give your social media real quick, you may do so, and then we'll close it out.
No, that's cool. I built this because I've seen how difficult it is for new artists and even established artists.
No,
and
Kevin, your social media. What is your social media?
Social media, just facebook.com/gigrev.
All right. Again, we do appreciate you getting on the show, and you just got your dose.